Virginia is blessed with wind in the mountains and along its shores, so you might expect this state to jump quickly into the business of generating electricity from turbines. Likewise, there's plenty of sunshine, but Dominion Virginia Power's preferred plan for 2027 shows just 4% of its electricity coming from renewable sources. Appalachian Power will be at 9% by 2020, but most of that energy will come from existing hydroelectric dams. Sandy Hausman tells us why Virginia utilities aren't counting on wind or solar power anytime soon.
Saifa Rahman is director of Virginia Tech's Advanced Research Institute. He's working with Dominion to win a federal grant that would fund a wind power demonstration project off Virginia Beach.
Virginia is one of the few states in the country which has very high quality offshore wind. Our continental shelf is quite shallow, which is very good, unlike California and the West Coast.
Dominion has already leased land offshore, and the lines needed to carry power from the shoreline to other parts of the state are already in place. Still, Senior Vice President Mary Doswell says power from offshore wind will be expensive to install, and it's many years away.
The only offshore wind turbines are in Europe, and it's very different conditions. So we have a lot to learn in the U.S. We are thinking that that plus the permitting process could take 5 years after we file to get the turbines in the water. I can't see anyone else doing it faster than we do.
Actually, Maryland's energy director says her state will have a full-fledged wind farm in operation with 40 turbines generating power by 2017.
We have mapped the ocean. We have talked to the commercial fishermen, the recreational fishermen. We've mapped all of the ecosystems out there. We've looked at the Coast Guard. We've looked at the shipping lanes. We've talked to the Department of Defense. So we understand what's happening out there.
Abigail Hopper says her state has also figured out how to finance its first offshore wind farm, and 9 companies have expressed interest in the project, including Dominion. As for onshore wind power in Virginia, Professor Rahman says topography and public opinion are against it.
Our onshore wind resource is not as strong as in Iowa, Texas, Pennsylvania, California, and Oregon, and so on, number one. Number two, I did a project on Shenandoah Valley. I tried to do a project. There is a very strong local opposition to wind power. They just don't like to see wind turbine on a hilltop.
The pace of solar development has also been slow, in part because Dominion Power aggressively defended its status as a monopoly. When a small company in Stanton began building a solar array at Washington and Lee with a plan to sell power to the university, Dominion sued. After a flood of bad publicity, the utility backed off, but Vice President Mary Doswell says customers leaving the grid would not help pay for the lines needed to supply other customers.
We know that's happening, and we are trying to make sure that our other customers aren't getting hurt because of that, the ones that can't afford to put in solar.
One way to do that, Dominion says, is to charge customers who have solar or wind power an average of $33 a month for the right to tap into the grid when the sun isn't shining or the wind isn't blowing. Critics say that would punish people for doing right by the environment, but supporters say the electric company must keep rates down. Again, Dominion's technical consultant, Saifa Rahman.
Any money a power company invests has to be added to the rate base, meaning you and me have to pay for it. And in many states, the state regulatory body is willing to take more risk and let the public pay for it at the end anyway. California, New York, and a few other states, and Virginia are very, very conservative. Which is good or bad. Good in the sense we are not wasting money, so to speak, and bad in the sense we are not trying new things, which could benefit us in the long run.
In our next report, we'll consider 2 other factors that are likely to delay the adoption of solar and wind energy here. I'm Sandy Hausman.